Ouais.
Going straight on, please, Vance. Straight on. Not today. Straight on. Good boy. Ah, it's Thursday evening and I have just left the office and my brain is frazzled. Stayed in the office a little later than I'd intended to. In fact, significantly later than I intended to. Thank you, Vance. I'm very kind. But could you find the curb, please? The curb, please. Very kind of you to find the bollard, but... forward, Vance, but the curb is more helpful. Thank you. In the middle. And forward. And we're going to go right. Find right. Good lad. Well done. Just for a change. I have to say it about... when you go handy. Well, you need the toilet, do you? Yeah, well, that's unhelpful. Well, you can't go here. He's now... It's almost as though he's a sort of crab. You know, he walks a step sideways for every few steps forward. I don't know if other guide dog owners get this feeling from their dogs when they need the toilet. But it just feels as though that they're somewhat out of control. It's a really difficult feeling to explain, but you know exactly when your dog needs the toilet. Vance, do you want to find left? There is a gate at some point, isn't there? Come on, find the way. I think there's like a little park on the left up here somewhere, but the problem is it's all twilighty, and I haven't really got a clue. I have to say that this is probably my least favourite time of the day, because the light has dropped enough that my sight is... You're going to go? All right. No? All right. The sight is... He did his emergency stop and then thought better of it. Yeah, the light's dropped enough that my sight's utterly rubbish, or more utterly rubbish than usual. But of course, it's sufficient. There is still enough light that not all vehicles have put their lights on, not all street lights have come on. And so it's strangely the time when actually you have, or at least I find you have, the least visual signals. So, what better time to decide to walk down a pavement that I haven't walked down in about a year or so? Glutton for punishment, obviously. So I'm walking down Millbank. I'm walking past Millbank Tower at the moment, actually. Find the way, Vance. And in a moment, I'll be walking past, although it'll be on the other side of the road, the Tate, the original Tate. And then we'll be... crossing over Vauxhall Bridge to get to Vauxhall Station. Vance is actually doing a bit better now, although I think he will emergency stop fairly soon. Now, one of the last times that I walked down this stretch of pavement, I was going along at this sort of pace, which is fairly speedy. Vance is getting faster. He wants to go. I know, Vance, but there's nowhere. I can't. It's too busy, Vance. As if he understands that. This is not a road that I'm going to stick him in the curb at, because we'll both get run over. So as I was saying, the last time I think I walked down here in the dark, we were doing a reasonable pace. And
standing up everybody.
When you get right. And I walked smack into a tree branch that was at neck height. And I have to say, that was quite painful. And I wrote to the council and didn't get anything back from them. Oh, you want to cross the road? No. We don't want to cross the road, Vance. Not today. Come on. Interesting idea, Vance, but not today. Come on then, on you go. Maybe he thought that he could spend on the other side of the road. I feel a bit sorry for him, really, because he's trying desperately to do it the right way, and he's telling me that he needs to go, but there is just nowhere along here that I can let him do it. The only place I can think of is immediately before Vauxhall Bridge. And in some way, I don't think we're going to get there before he goes. He's now doing his funny walk again. He's leaning over towards the right-hand side. He's trying to take me into the curb. But I wasn't expecting this to be a running commentary on Vance's toilet habits. But never mind. Quite a nice evening, actually. There is light in the sky still. And it's relatively warm, which I think it's the first time I've said that for a while. There's not much wind, although we might find otherwise when we cross Vauxhall Bridge. Vance, you're doing splendidly. You're doing very well. Good boy. We're going to find left up here, Vance, if you can. Good boy, steady for me. Yeah? Good boy, that's it. Come then, find the way then. Ooh, can you hear the water? Find... No, Vance, leave it. Come on. We need to go straight down here. So we're on a sort of cut through route, which caps off a corner, basically, and takes us up some steps to Vauxhall Bridge in a minute. And if Vance can get there, Vance, you can do it. I know you're a good boy. I know you want to get there. No, but he can't do it. He stopped. Never mind. Be relief that you're not sort of expecting it all the way up here. This path used to go up one side of the Government Office for London, but the Government Office for London, the building at least, is no more. It does not exist. And I don't know what they're putting in its place. Oh, presumably luxury flats to go with all the other luxury flats. You'd think you'd reach a point where there weren't any luxury people to go in the luxury flats anymore. Ooh, ducks. How nice. On you go, Handy. Straight on, big doggy. Good boy. Ah, are these the steps by the steps? It was the steps, Handy. My left. Ah. Okay, I think we, maybe. Hang on, Vance. Come back. See, we should be able to get down to the bridge down there, but it would appear straight on. Straight on. Let's just actually see what's stopping us. A wall. Must be whatever they've done with the government office. They've obviously shut off the path. Right, okay. Right, okay then. All in your hands then, Handy. Forward then. Forward, you can find it. Okay. Oh, cheapest step there, Robert. Forward. Good boy. Vance, you're going to have to take it steady, because I can't see the steps. Forward, find a step. I don't know how many there are either. Forward, Vance, find a step. Good boy. Forward, find a step. Good boy. Forward, find a step. Good boy. Find a step. Good boy. This is very good. Forward, Vance. Find a step. Any more? No, there isn't. Okay, that's good. Go on, keep going then. Good boy. I forgot to say it at the end, and it was the end, so we were okay. We survived. See, sometimes luck is on our side. Come on then, you find the way. So we're back on Millbank. Completely fruitless trip down that path. And now we hope we can turn left and cross Vauxhall Bridge. Vance, can you find left for me? Good boy, Handy. Good boy. Where are we going? No, not today, thank you. Can we go left? Can you find left? Very good boy. That's good. He found the crossing for me, but I didn't want the crossing. But at least I know that we can go left there. Straight on, Vance. So we now cross Vauxhall Bridge. Which is one of London's less loved bridges. It's basically a noisy road, and that's about it, really. Mind the way, Vance. Its main claim to fame at the moment, I suppose, is that it's a stone's throw from the big tower that the helicopter unfortunately crashed into at the start of the year. Oh, and the bridge also runs close to MI6. The rather impressive building that appears on one of the James Bond films. But I have to say, I've always had my suspicions. I mean, I bet they're in some pokey little office somewhere in South London. And this is just an empty shell. Alright, anyway, well, we must be about halfway across the bridge. Or maybe that's just wishful thinking. Say today's been one of those days which for a time was really dragging on, and I've had a killer headache all day long, which I blame on the crisps that I ate last night. Can't have been the porter. No, in all seriousness, I drank half a pint last night. It cannot possibly be the beer. Yeah, I've had a killer headache all day, and enough that I thought that I probably wasn't going to hang around too much once it got to sort of five-ish, and even cancelled on Mark. We were going to go out for a drink, and I said that I didn't think I'd make it, and then I ended up leaving the office at 7:30. I think I will just get home and collapse, won't I? And I'm looking forward to it already. We should have noise limiters on motorcycles. It's amazing, as every other kind of vehicle gets quieter, it seems that motorcycles get louder. Right, we are now going down the ramp on the other side of the bridge. I say ramp, it's the gentlest of gentle slopes. Vance, we need to find a crossing. Where's the crossing? Shall leave him with that thought. We need to cross, it's a funny crossing this one. We cross the bottom of Vauxhall Bridge, the lanes coming down, and we cross a bus lane. Good boy, Vance. Find the crossing. Find the curb. Thank you. Cross a bus lane. And then we have to do a funny sort of squiggle thing in the middle, turn left and right and cross another road. But we don't quite cross the whole way across. It's all very odd. We'll see what happens. Forward, Vance, we're off. Okay, so there was a little spinny thing on that, so that was good. Straight on, Vance. Good lad, find the way. And usually, find the curb, Vance. Usually, forward, yes. Usually, it's you can do all of that in one go. And box for me, Vance. For this bit, you can't. Good luck, France. On the crossing. So we're now about to cross part of the forward vance, part of the gyratory, towards the bus station. And then the final bit is we've got to get across a road, forward vance, a road within the bus station, which we're doing now. And then, so we're now in the bus station. And I said that was final, but it wasn't quite, because on the other side of the bus station, we've got to cross one more little internal road. Find the way, big boy. You know where you're going, Handy. You don't need me to tell you. Okay, Vance, you find the crossing. Forward, Vance. Good lad. Hooray, and we are now heading into Vauxhall Station. And the gate, Handy. I should say that I normally, by choice, come back a bit, Vance. Normally by choice, this gate isn't working. Yes, it is. Forward Vance, go to Waterloo, as you would have heard on some of my recordings. But I just fancied the walk this evening, and I'm a little bit fed up of Waterloo. It happens after a while. So, thought I'd come back. Good boy, Vance. Yeah, that's right. I just need to listen to this announcement. Yeah, it's not for us. Good. I'm not sure we'd make it. Good lad, Vance. Forward, Vance. No, it's going before the announcement finishes, by the sound of it. Hopefully, should be in our train fairly soon. Find right, Vance. Find right. The train next was here, but I don't think it's in service.
We're sorry to announce that the 2007 Southwest train service to Teddington via Richmond has been cancelled
due to
a temporary fault with the signalling equipment at Clapham Junction. We're sorry.
Oh, this could be fun then. A temporary fault as opposed to one that's going to be there forever. So, is that why there's a train sitting here? They don't seem to be announcing anything about it. And there don't seem to be any people on that side of the platform, hence my feeling that it might not be going anywhere. Also, from what I can see, doesn't seem to have any side lights, which again suggests that it's unlocked. So, in fact, that's my usual sort of telltale sign is watching for the side lights. There's one light in the middle of each carriage. So if anybody ever wonders how I work out when I'm getting on the right carriage and the right door, I basically count the side lights. And it's off. Well, we'll see if we get a train now. I suppose I'd better finish this recording in a moment, knowing how Audioboo2 doesn't like long recordings. I'll take a thrillingly exciting picture of the view from here. Don't get your hopes up. I'll do a new recording if anything exciting happens. Again, don't get your hopes up for that either.